This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
May I tell you what prayer does when you pray for somebody? And some of you have never even thought about this, including in your own home. When you pray, you bring the presence of God into a room. When you pray in a car with somebody, you just brought the presence of God into that car. When you pray at a McDonald's over a cup of coffee, you bring the presence of God into that table at McDonald's. You really do. And some of you are afraid to pray in your own home. Isn't that interesting? Are we afraid to bring the presence of God into our own home by saying, we don't pray. We just don't do that. Other people do it. Grandpa used to do that. And you know, my dad used to pray before every meal, and we go on and on. But do you pray? No, we don't pray. Just recently, Annie can verify this happened. We have a friend that works at a local hardware store. We only know him through his job. You know what I call familiar strangers. There are people you know that you see at the laundromat, you see at the dry cleaners, you see somewhere, and you just know the people. That's where you see them. And we see this man regularly at the local hardware store. He's an employee there. I talked to him the other day, and I knew he'd been sick. And I said, what's the latest on your illness? And he said, I just was told this week I got 3 to 5 years to live. That's it. Now, it's not like he's been given a 6 month or a year kind of situation. He's got 3 to 5 years. What would you do if you found out you had 3 to 5 to live? Did you know the book of James says you don't even know if you have tomorrow? You don't even know, and I don't even know if we have tomorrow, and we make our plans, and we're going to do this, and then we plan to go there, and then we're going to take that trip. And James says you don't even know if you have tomorrow, but God has a plan for tomorrow for you and today that we can bring into our lives through prayer. Some of you know who Ravi Zacharias is, my favorite preacher right now. He said, on a trip to Hungary, I spent an evening with a few colleagues as we discussed the spiritual and philosophical issues, and we tried to answer the questions of our 6 Hungarian hosts. They included a member of parliament, a theoretical physicist, a successful businessman. None of the 6 were followers of Jesus Christ. They were in the truest sense atheistic, with no belief in God or a recognition for the need for God. After hours of interaction, the evening came to an end. Before we separated, I asked if they would mind if I concluded our time together with prayer. They were a bit taken aback since none of them believed in God, but in a bemused manner, they agreed that I should pray. I prayed for their nation, Hungary, their families, their own lives. I prayed that God would show himself to them in some meaningful way and thanked God for the opportunity to meet with them in their homeland and spend the evening with them. Now, Ravi Zacharias said this, when I said amen, I looked up, and all 6 of them had tears coming down their eyes. They're atheists. They were all emotionally moved by the prayer. What happened with Ravi Zacharias was that prayer brought the presence of God into that gathering. Now, that's not where the story ends. He said the next day, he ran into one of the men who was there who said this. After the prayer, I was so moved, he said, I didn't go back to my hotel room. Instead, he said, I walked most of the night around the city until I came to the place that I realized that Jesus Christ must be who he claimed to be, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Isn't that amazing? All because of a prayer. What could God do in your life with prayer?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.